We all woke up this morning and turned on the television or the radio and heard the terrible news from London, and our hearts go out to our British friends, those who have stood so solidly with America against terrorism as warriors together in this war. I hope that as President Bush meets at the G8 summit, that all of the leaders of the free world will renew their commitment to stand side by side against terrorism so that we can protect freedom for our children and grandchildren for the future. I would just like to add that we have been briefed in our offices on the alerts for U.S. mass transit, which is elevated, but we have done a lot to secure our mass transit system since 9/11, and this is something that we will continue to try to perfect and work on. We want all of our transportation systems to be as safe as possible, and it is my hope that all of us will be more aware, but we'll go on with our lives as we can, because we do live in freedom, and we want to make sure that the terrorists do not in any way ever hurt our ability to live in our country the way we want our children to be able to live, and that is with free access and the ability to go without fear anywhere in our country.